Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, July 14th. Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla currently has a Powerwall backlog of 80,000 orders. The demand has been strong in several markets like the US and Australia, but production hasn't been able to catch up despite significant ramp-ups. The CEO made the comment during his trial in Delaware yesterday as he's being sued by some Tesla shareholders over the acquisition of SolarCity, in which they see as Musk using Tesla to bail out another company that he controls. The combination of Tesla Solar and Powerwalls seems to be a logical explanation for the acquisition of a solar company. During his testimony, the CEO expressed that he believes that Tesla can only produce between 30 to 35,000 this quarter due to supply chain issues. According to new registration data, Tesla is leading an increase in electric car sales in the U.S. Last year, Tesla vehicles accounted for 79% of new electric vehicles registered in the U.S. And now in 2021, a new report from Experian digs into new car registration to show that electric vehicle sales grew 95% between January and April of 21, compared to 36% for the overall market. Tesla is still leading, but its lead has eroded to 71% market share. Top-selling models so far are the Model Y, Model 3, and the Chevy Bolt. Still hold on to number 9 and 10 with the Model X and S respectively, but Tesla has lost the middle ground to competitors like the Ford Mach-E and the Hyundai Kona. It will be interesting to see what happens in the second half of the year with the Model X and S back in full swing and new EVs hitting the market, such as the VW ID.4, in higher volume. Lucid Motors has just shared details of its new vehicle service program called Lucid Care, along with anticipated details surrounding the warranty for new vehicles like the Air Sedan. In an announcement from Lucid today, they detail the terms of their mobile van service that offers to work on vehicles regardless of their location. Some additional features of the Lucid Care are the following: roadside assistance, transport services for the vehicle to reach a service center, and most importantly, over-the-air software updates. Lucid has also shared the scope of their warranty coverage: basic vehicle coverage for 4 years or 50,000 miles, battery coverage for 8 years or 100,000 miles, up to 70% capacity. After the two most recent Chevy Bolt fires, one in which had a temporary recall and the other one had a final software update, GM has updated their recall page with an acknowledgement of the problem. To get you up to speed on the situation, Chevy Bolt and Hyundai vehicles during a certain date range have been catching fire when left charging overnight. GM had cautioned owners not to charge past 90% until the software fix arrived. After the software fix, fires even occurred. And now, here we are. The most important part in today's notice reads, quote, "Out of an abundance of caution, we are asking owners of 2017 to 19 Chevrolet Bolt EVs who were part of the recall population to park their vehicles outdoors immediately after charging and not leave their vehicles charging overnight while we investigate these incidents. GM has been laying low, playing it cool, or sticking their head in the sand about the problem. Now it seems they can't even downplay the damage that the implication has for the brand." EVgo has announced today the acquisition of ReCarGo, a company better known for being behind PlugShare EV charging app. Over the years, PlugShare has become the go-to for electric car owners looking to find charging stations, kind of like Yelp, but without claims of extortion. EVgo, one of the biggest charging network companies in the U.S., announced that it acquired ReCarGo in a $25 million cash-only transaction. Nick Wilde, CEO of ReCarGo, will continue to serve as president and CEO of the now wholly owned subsidiary. This does raise some eyebrows in the industry. PlugShare was previously independent of any charger company and therefore promoted all network regardless of who owned them. Will they artificially promote EVgo stations? Time will tell. The European Union has adopted the European Green Deal, a package of climate targets and solutions to take place over the coming decades. Within it, Europe targets a 55% reduction in CO2 by 2030 and a full climate neutrality by the year 2050. To serve this goal, Europe plans to reduce new car emissions by 55% by 2030 and 100% by 2035. This means no new emitting vehicles. The European Union is also directing member states to expand charging capacity as zero-emission car sales increase. If EV sales go up by 100%, then charging stations should double as well. Charging points will need to be installed at least every 60 kilometers on major highways and hydrogen refueling stations every 150 kilometers. This is great news, but at Electrek, we'd like to see similar or stricter standards for the greater offenders of maritime transport and aviation. Speaking of that, United Airline Ventures, Breakthrough Energy Ventures, which is Bill Gates' investment vehicle, and Mesa Airlines have announced an investment of an undisclosed amount in Heart Aerospace. Heart Aerospace is developing an ES-19, an electric 19-seat aircraft that's meant for short flights. The craft will be in use as early as 2026, and they have a standing order for 200 planes from the new investment. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. We also have an audio version on your favorite podcast player. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.